We have our own building, we have our own premises, we have our own land, but we also have a responsibility to the integrity of Māori. And it is unfortunate and sad to say that the only people to blame for what has been allowed to happen to the National Marae in Christchurch, the blame rests with the Māori population. There's been a huge resource contribution from the whole community. And it's sad, but with the exception of the current board, all previous boards and managers have not been able to make it work. The population must understand that the marae was built and designed to cater for every nationality, all people, all nations, not just Māori. But it has been driven, and the perception is from the community, that it is only for Māoris. It's not true. I'm hoping to make some significant changes down there in that respect, so that no one in the community, no taxpayer, no ratepayer, no citizen is left out. It's not going to be easy. It's going to have its difficulties along the way, but I'm reasonably confident that we can make it happen. The challenge for Māori Waka is to unite and coordinate as one all community groups that are socially and economically disadvantaged, exclusive of no one. It should not matter where they come from, but unfortunately this view is not shared by everyone. It has been said that the Treaty of Waitangi has the potential to be this nation's most powerful and unifying symbol, and it is up to us as citizens to demonstrate to everyone that it is, and that there is a place for all nationalities residing in New Zealand. And the intent of the treaty should be applied to them as well. I have a personal saying, and that is that if New Zealand wants to be recognised as a First Nation, if New Zealand Māori wish to be recognised as a First Nation, that also implies that you are the host nation. And my definition of host is to behave as such. And if you wish to be the First Nation, then also behave as a good host to all other people that come here. And you should exclude no one.